Thanks, Tara.
Thank you, Matt.
No problem. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good. It's Tuesday already. This week's already starting to fly by, right?
Yeah.
So have you done any advertising for your business before?
No.
Okay. How do you get most of your work?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. I gotcha. No worries. Well, that's good. So obviously Tara does a really good job at explaining what we do. We get people on the first page of Google and we help their businesses out and get them to grow, right? So we are today looking to put somebody on the first page of Google, right, in terms of getting the exposure and getting the, you know, position on the first page of Google. So there's a couple things that we do, but besides pricing, do you have any questions for me in terms of like programming or how that all works?
No.
Okay, gotcha. So just to kind of cap on like our position on this, what we do first thing is, you know, any of the keywords that relate to your business, we want to make sure that you're showing up on the first page, right? So obviously, you know, you're in Hardeeville, Kentucky, so the surrounding areas even, we want to make sure that, you know, you come up for all the services that you do, right? And, you know, everything that relates to your business. Now, are you doing like all kinds of different work, or are you just like doing roofing? Explain to me exactly what you're doing.
Yeah,
now.
No, it is roofing and siding.
Okay. Gotcha. Roofing and siding. Okay. Do you have any licenses that you're doing, or are you mainly like kind of running under like a handyman kind of vertical?
I've got a sole proprietorship. I got an LLC, and then I do a lot of work in Bowling Green. I pick up the city license and stuff like that. Depends on what city I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If that makes sense.
But you don't have like a general contractor license or anything like that. Is that correct?
Not a GC license, no.
Okay.
For here it works. Like it depends on the county and city you work in. So for Bowling Green, you have to get your own GC license for Warren County. For Hart County, mm-hmm. You get your own license for, depends on the area.
I see. I got you. Do you have general liability insurance for the business?
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, that's good. I mean, so there's a couple ways that we can help your business grow. Obviously, you know, getting you on the first page of Google, that's the most important thing. Okay. Right. So they're like the keywords that relate to roofing, and you do all types of roofing, right? You don't just do like metal roofing. You like, you'll do shingle, you'll do roofing repair, you'll do all that stuff. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, yep. We want to make sure you're showing up, right? And that you're getting the exposure. That's the first way. But if they don't call you, Adam, we want to make sure that also that we're getting back in front of that person, right? So what we'll do is we'll actually use Facebook in conjunction with Google. So let's say somebody in your area types in roofing company, okay? They see you on Google, but they don't call you. Well, anytime that person decides to log on their Facebook page, they're going to see an ad coming from Cardwell's Construction. Right, showing that, you know, hey, you know, what you do and kind of motivating them to want to call you from Facebook as well. So we use these retargeting ads to help, like, get back in front of the customer to help, you know, you get phone calls from Facebook as well. Pretty neat, wouldn't you agree?
What's that? Sorry.
What was that?
Still there?
Can you hear me?
I lost service there for a second. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Did you hear what I was saying, though, about how we use Facebook?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we use Facebook to, like, get back in front of people. The only people that see your ad are people that typed in something from Google that relates to your business in your surrounding area, right? And then if they don't call you from Google, they're going to see this ad every time that they log on their Facebook page. So what I was saying, that's pretty neat, wouldn't you agree? Like how we're able to do that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So our basic package basically covers all that. Eventually I can help you, like all my other roofing guys, Adam, get what we call our paper lead program. Okay. We actually have a paper lead program with Google, right? Where you actually show up at the very tippy top of Google. Okay. Like the first search result on Google. It does take time to get approved for that. They do a background check on you, make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now, make sure that you have the liability insurance, right? They really vet these businesses. Okay. So it is a 2 month project to get you pre-approved for those leads. But what's so good about those paper leads is down the road when you need extra leads, it's there for you at an affordable rate. Because the nice thing on those paper leads is you don't share those leads with anybody, right? So those, like, you know, like, I don't know if you heard of Angie's or like Yelp, right? But those platforms, you never get an exclusive lead. In other words, a lead that just goes straight to you and not your competition, right? So with Google, that lead goes directly to you. You get to talk to them first, right? Ask them a bunch of questions. And if you like the lead, Adam, you pay for it. If you don't like the lead, after the course of that conversation, you can simply turn it down and you don't have to pay for the lead.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is the third leg that we do. Again, that's down the road kind of stuff. But our basic package right now, right, we'll take care of the website. We'll take care of helping you get 5-star reviews, right? We'll cover the A to Z for you. And right now, the package is at $299 a month.
Okay. Yeah, I probably wouldn't be interested in that at the moment.
Is it the price? I mean, what would make you say
you're I mean, I'm just not going to push out $300 a month. Not at the moment. I can't do it.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, and I hear you. I've been doing this a long time. I have 1,400 businesses under management underneath me. I got some woofers that spend over 20, 30 grand a month with me. So, you know, I can definitely help your business grow and still keep it affordable to you. What is the typical job, Adam, pay you when you do a job? Like, what do you make on your average job?
Depends on how big it is.
Okay. But, like, let's say average. Like, if you were to say, Matt, this is what I mainly make on usually on a job. Is it $1,000? Is it $5,000? Is it what?
Hold on, I'll figure it out. Like, my average job, I'll make $2,000 profit.
Okay. So if you're going to make $2,000 profit on your average job, and let's say I just get you one job a month and you're only spending $299 a month, basically $300, right? The question becomes, is $300 a good return on investment? I mean, excuse me, $2,000 a good return on investment for a $300 ad spend? That's really what the question
comes down. No guarantee on that. So.
Well, obviously you're not going to stay with me, right? And, you know, our job is to make sure that this is cost economical to you, okay? Like I said, I got guys spending way, way, way more money. So what I'm trying to do is kind of dip the pinky toe in the water, right, to get you that exposure. But the guarantee I can get you is I can get you on the first page of Google, and – everybody uses Google, Adam, to find businesses. In fact, 93% of the time, when somebody is looking for a particular type of business, they go to Google over anywhere else. And he be gone.